celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Here's what man said to God. God, I no longer desire to be dominated by my spirit. I desire to be dominated by my mind, knowledge. The mind is the seat of knowledge. And man said, I want to trade the positions of my spirit and my mind. And so the spirit of man became lesser or decreased in its amount of dominion in the life of the man, and the mind of the man took a step upward, and the body took a step upward, and in that three-part sandwich, the spirit of man went from the top slice of bread to the bottom slice of bread, with the body being in the middle. And now mankind is dominated mostly by his mind. This is what I think about it. This is what I react this way, because this is the information I've received in my mind. And this is what I know.
The power of the gospel is in its simplicity. You need to know five eternal truths. So today's free gift is Dr. Rod Parsley's book, The Simplicity of the Gospel. Your family needs to know where they'll spend eternity. No other guide presents God's plan of salvation with such clarity. In minutes, you'll have the right answers to spiritual questions. To receive your free copy, call today or click on rodparsley.com.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
I want to bring you the second installment of Positioned Prophetically in the Open Door. If you can, you got something in your hand, just stretch your arms out like that and say, I'm headed to the open door. The decade that we are in, the 2020s, is also the Hebrew decade of the 5780s. Say that out loud, 5780. We are in that decade. And it's represented by, this is important, I'll expound on it later, the 5780s, 80, is represented by the 17th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Every letter in the Hebrew alphabet also has a corresponding numeric value. So there's a different number for every year, for every letter in the alphabet. And for 5780, for 80, it's the letter Pei, the 17th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, Pei. The numeric value of the 17th letter of the Hebrew alphabet just happens to be 80. So if it's 57, 80, 81, 82, 83, all the way through 89, it's represented by the 17th letter, which is the letter Pei, that has a numeric value of 80, because that 8 is not going to disappear until we get to the next decade. Then it will be the 5790s or the 2030s. So this is a decade, and that's why 4 years ago now, I opened the service by giving you our scripture of the decade. Now hold on, because Pei 80 has a pictograph. Every number has a picture. Are you with me? A pictograph. So every letter has a number, every number has a picture. You with me so far? So for 80, the pictograph is an open mouth. Lord, prepare me. It's Saturday and I'm getting ready for Sunday. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. I'm getting ready to go to work. Let my mind, my thought, my ideas, my presence, my countenance, my word be a holy sanctuary for you with thanksgiving. complaining and thanksgiving cannot exist in the same mind, heart, and 2024 open mouth. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, not H-O-L-Y, W-H-O-L, completely, entirely, holding nothing back. Shipwreck, holding nothing back. Snake bitten, not giving up, but holding nothing back. Though none go with me. It'd be good to get some music like this back in the years of believers. Though none go with me, and I have no followers on Facebook, and people on Instagram put up ugly stuff about me. Though none go with me. Though I get mocked and ridiculed, let me become like John Knox, preaching outdoors in London, England, to masses of 20,000 people without a microphone while they throw dead cats at him from the audience. To which John Knox replied, "Throw more dead cats. We'll fertilize the earth of England to raise the bloodstained banner of the cross of Jesus Christ. Though none go with me, I will follow." That's what I want our children to learn in Kingdom Clubhouse. He never promised that the cross would not get heavy, that the load would not be hard to bear. He never promised a victory without fighting. Self-sacrifice. I got a feeling in the next 3 weeks, we're going to have a killing. We're going to have a Sunday morning service where the fire of God falls and people get honest with themselves, with each other, and with God, and decide to kill everything in them that does not reflect the image of the fullness of the stature of Jesus Christ. Well, it really is true, isn't it? That once you and I acknowledge God in his rightful position as King, when we honor him with all of our heart, our mind, our soul, our strength, the Lord, mighty in battle, wants to walk us straight through that open door in 2024 that leads to absolute, overwhelming, undeniable victory in every area of life. It's a door that the Lord Jesus opens, and according to his word, no man can ever close. The very gateway to the overwhelming, overcoming success in your business, health in your home, everything you put your hand to, and everything that pertains in this life to godliness. Resurrection season is miracle season. Just ask my friend Jeffrey. He said, "I've received so many miraculous answers to prayer after sowing my resurrection seeds through the years." We've been doing this now. This is the 39th year. But his family business suffered a brutal year. Some of you know what he's talking about. But Jeffrey and Kathleen kept sowing in faith. And then suddenly, they encountered an unexpected, here it is, open door. They received a $180,000 payment on a debt that had been owed to them. Well, for 39 years now, this global ministry family of ours has come together in our faith, in our obedience, to sow our very best seed at Easter when God gave his very best.
It's when we celebrate that our great God held nothing back and offered his Son, Jesus Christ. At this season, many are led to sow prophetically 1 week's increase. That's the original resurrection seed revelation from 39 years ago. Multiplied millions have received a great harvest of family miracles, victory over depression and disease, financial restoration, and more than I could ever share with you right now. It's been a tried and a tested word for nearly 40 years. This is the moment to move full scale into God's open door of blessing. On Easter Sunday, March 31st, we'll celebrate our glorious Savior's resurrection, and we'll do it together. I'll be leading the entire global breakthrough prayer warrior family in prayer for your most urgent miracle. All you need to do is call. The number's right there. Or just click on rodparsley.com. Take a moment, write to me. And when you do, include your prayer request with your resurrection seed of 1 week's increase, 1 day's increase, or an uncommon resurrection seed of $1,000 or more. Here's what I do know. I know that you want to honor the living God and his Christ with your very best seed in obedience, as the Lord never ever forgets his promises to you.
In 2024, it's up to you to identify the correct door and walk past the wrong door. Know why there are 12 gates of heaven and why they are open to you now.
Receive this divine revelation of power when you sow your resurrection seed of $100 or more. 4 prophetic messages to lead you to the gateway to glory. You'll receive all 8 discs, plus the just finished beautiful book, Everlasting Pathways to Presence.
You can walk in the blessing of God's presence and begin each new day with great joy. God's intervention in your life can begin with the power that's resident in a seed. Sow your 2024 resurrection seed and give it an assignment.
There's a glorious breakthrough just over the threshold of God's open door. For your uncommon seed of $1,000 or more, you'll receive this uncommon 20 by 24 beautifully framed print of an awe-inspiring open door. It heralds Revelation chapter 3's promise that God has cleared a path for you that no one can block.
This God-appointed and anointed season of resurrection seed is when we all give our very best, because he gave his very best for us. Don't wait. The door to your harvest is open. Call, write, or click on rodparsley.com before Easter Sunday, March 31st. Honor the living God with your very best resurrection seed.
Ephesians 4, verse 11, and he gave a few actually, true apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, for what? For the equipping or perfecting of the saints, so that the saints would do the work, four-letter word, work of service. King James says, so that we can teach y'all how to do the work of the ministry. It's not all about you. Stop coming to church for what God's going to do for you and start coming for what you're going to do for somebody, and God will take care of you without even asking. Adamant about attendance, especially bringing your family. Number 2, passionate about participation. Here's why. We are infused because we are enthused because we are filled with the Holy Ghost. Nobody, Pastor Chris, can come out here and sing, Lord, prepare me, be a sanctuary. And everybody in the whole house lose their mind shouting because our walls are called salvation and our gates are called praise. You're supposed to do it. You're an instrument. You're a voice. Open your mouth with a mighty decree. God's going to do miracles today. Instead of, I wish he would stop going so long. I'll tell you where I intend to get back to. I intend to get back to the 380-seat building, 5 services, and didn't even get to empty one out to bring the other in. Had to open the windows and the doors. So the second group and the third group could just join in. There were Sundays I preached 4 hours straight because people just kept coming. God, give us our hunger back. Give us our passion back. It's not going to happen because I lay hands on you. It's going to happen because you hear, you open your ears, you open your eyes, you open your mouth, you open your heart.
Amen.
Amen. And make him king. Burden for souls. We had over 12,000 born again this year, which you know, that's good. But we've had years we had 30,000 born again. We're going to get adamant about profound, personal, spiritual growth and fruitful fellowship. Fruitful fellowship. I'm going to pick up here next week. Any of you going to come? You're going to come? Every head bowed, every eye closed, no one looking around. The greatest thing any human being can do this side of heaven is get ready to go to heaven. I'm going to give you the opportunity to do that right now. Here in this great tabernacle, in Elkhart, Indiana, in that great tabernacle, all of you watching online around the world and across America, I'm going to give you the opportunity in that City Harvest Network Church to finally and fully surrender completely to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Eternity waits for no one. I can't wait for you. I ask you to make the choice right now. You'll be glad that you made when you stand before God's holy throne, as surely we all will. God's not mad at you. He loves you. He loves you so much that he gave his only begotten son to die on the cross, be raised again from the dead, that if you would just believe in him today, you could become a new creature. After that, it's your responsibility to become a disciple, to come to church, to learn to pray, to learn the Bible, and to be a witness for Jesus Christ. If you're not engaged in those things, how can you call yourself a Christian when that's exactly what God's called us all to do? So we give you that opportunity right now to make everything right with God on the first Sunday of a brand new year, and the door is wide open. Jesus says to you, come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, I'm going to teach you on rest next week. I'm going to thrill your soul. But right now, open your heart to Jesus. On three, Tomorrow's promise to no one. This is it. I'm counting. One. This time tomorrow, I may be in heaven. You may be not. But I pray that's not the case. Two. What an opportunity you have. Every sin forgiven and the full assurance you're going to heaven. And there's nothing the devil or anybody can do about it. On three, raise that hand or drop that one. One, two, three. Raise that hand right now. Leave it up, please. Leave it up, please. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. Let's thank God for those that raise their hands.
Well, I sure hope that you've been declaring the promise of Psalm chapter 24 over your home, over your family, over everything you love. It says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be lifted up, you everlasting doors, that the King of glory may enter. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. During this extraordinary season, when we celebrate the mighty resurrection of Jesus Christ, his victory over sin, over hell, over death, over the grave. But listen, there's a lot more. The Lord, strong and mighty, is ready to do battle on your behalf. I don't know. I don't claim to know the area of your life where you need a breakthrough miracle. But I know this. Our living Creator God knows all about it. The very hair of your head are numbered. This is the season. This is it. When the Lord Jesus performed more miracles than at any other time in his earthly ministry. Our glorious and great God's intervention into your life can begin with a supernatural power that is resident in a seed. You see, every miracle harvest that's released from the hand of God begins with a seed. Now, I believe this is your appointed moment in 2024 to step through the open door that leads to God's overwhelming, abundant blessings, provision, protection in your life. Now, right now, is the time to sow your best resurrection seed. And as Dr. Oral Roberts taught me when I was in my 20s, always give your seed an assignment for healing, for victory over addiction or depression, to come against loneliness or a financial breakthrough that you need. It's all just over the threshold of God's open door, just waiting for your step of obedience. Your miracle may require an uncommon seed of faith of $1,000 or more. That miracle seed has been the key to victory for so many for nearly 40 years now. Year after year after year, the loving Creator God has proven himself faithful. When you sow your $1,000 seed by March 31st, I've prepared just for you this stunning 20 by 24 beautifully framed print of an awe-inspiring open door. And here's what it heralds. Revelation 3:8, I have set before you an open door. Call now. With your uncommon seed of $1,000 or more, or you can simply click on rodparsley.com or take a moment and write to me today. The address is right there on your screen. I prepared many magnificent ministry gifts for every resurrection seed of any amount in the year of the open door, 2024. I'm sure you'll want to make your resurrection seed your very best, as together we honor God giving His very best, His only begotten Son, and then raising Him from the dead just for you.
In 2024, it's up to you to identify the correct door and walk past the wrong door. Know why there are 12 gates of heaven and why they are open to you now.
Receive this divine revelation of power when you sow your resurrection seed of $100 or more. 4 prophetic messages to lead you to the gateway to glory. You'll receive all 8 discs, plus the just-finished beautiful book, Everlasting Pathways to Presence.
You can walk in the blessing of God's presence and begin each new day with great joy. God's intervention in your life can begin with the power that's resident in a seed. Sow your 2024 resurrection seed and give it an assignment.
There's a glorious breakthrough just over the threshold of God's open door. For your uncommon seed of $1,000 or more, you'll receive this uncommon 20 by 24 beautifully framed print of an awe-inspiring open door. It heralds Revelation chapter 3's promise that God has cleared a path for you that no one can block.
This God-appointed and anointed season of resurrection seed is when we all give our very best because He gave His very best for us. Don't wait. The door to your harvest is open. Call, write, or click on rodparsley.com before Easter Sunday, March 31st. Honor the living God with your very best resurrection seed.
Hey now, if you're within driving distance of the capital city, Columbus, Ohio, and so many thousands of you are, Joni and I want to invite you, invite your family, your friends, to join us for our Easter Resurrection Weekend right there in the great Sumrall Tabernacle. It all begins on Friday, March 29th with our Good Friday Holy Communion service, one of the great services of the year. We've also got a lot of fun, Christ-centered activities for children of all ages. You'll be blessed as I bring a very, very special resurrection message that'll encourage your heart. Then March 31st at 10 a.m., Easter Sunday. Wow, Easter Sunday at World Harvest Church cannot be explained. It's got to be experienced. So make sure you join us for one of the great celebrations of the entire year. Come and be a part of it all. Tell a friend about these special resurrection season services at World Harvest Church. And I hope to see you here as we celebrate. He is risen. He is risen indeed.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. This broadcast is made possible because of the faithful monthly support of Revival Covenant Partners. Thank you. To learn more, visit rodparsley.com.